Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerebro, and I have the pleasure to have today on iHeartRadio on the Culture News the wonderful band called N-Rackers. N-Rackers. Let me spell it out for you. It's N-R-A-A-K-O-R-S. And they have, of course, the website nrackers.com, which I invite all of you to check it out. They have released a new song, which we are going to play today, called A Gordian Knot. A Gordian Knot. And we have today one of the members of the beautiful band called Mr. James. James, how are you today?
I am fine.
Thank you so much for being with us. So the first question I have is, tell us about that band. Who is in the band and where, how that band was created in the first place?
Well, I had some medical issues that looked like they were life-threatening, and I had a bunch of roughs of music that I was trying to get done. So I had I managed to link up with Joseph Norman and Gigi Macabre to help finish out the music writing and the lyrics. And luckily it's turned out I'm not going to be dead in a year. But so once they started with that, I had been a bass player for 10 or 12 years with an Eastern Iowa rock band, the Love Dogs. And so I got the bassist and the drummer and the guitarist to join in. And then Joseph has a friend who's a very good saxophone player that you hear on a number of the pieces, Jonathan Wilson. And then for people that we didn't have that we knew well, I have a friend who's a librarian at the music library at the University of Iowa, and she helped bring in students and stuff to play piano, and the wife of the bassist that played on the CD plays cello. So that's how the sort of the group came together. And once we got started, that everywhere, everything else that needed to be done, I tried to find friends or local Eastern Iowa people to fill in.
And that's why you are so successful with this great band. So where the name is from, the name of your band?
Joseph's last name is Norman, and my last name is Casper with a K. And when we were trying to find band names, we first tried, you know, real words and names, and then every Google search was kept showing conflicts. And Joseph is really into live electronic sound modification things and algorithms for changing the use of filters and things. So he used an algorithm to look at the letters of his last name and my last name and then put it together. And so that's where the name came. And I was sure there couldn't be a conflict, but it turns out somewhere in Eastern Europe, there's a government agency that is N-R-A-A-K-O-R-S. But I don't think that was a bad enough conflict to scrap the name.
And indeed, it's a name that you will not forget. So congratulations for doing that. So what would you say is the story behind your new song, A Gordian Knot?
Well, it's a song about unresolved tension. And all the songs that are on the album are given their own space, so they can all be very different. And so I had more of a traditional feel to the sort of rock thing, and Joseph brought his guitar excellence, and Gigi took my sort of wishy-washy lyrics and then focused them. So, yeah, it's really about things that you can't really change, and you just have to go on.
And indeed, it went so well. What a beautiful song, A Gordian Knot, a beautiful song, which just got released, I believe, less than a week ago. So congratulations, really. So as a band, what is your process of working? Like, who does what? Who writes the song? Do you write together? Everybody creates their own ideas on their own. What is your process usually?
Well, for this set of 19 songs on the CD, they were all but one of them were based on things that I had been working on for more than 30 years. And some of them were fairly fully developed and some weren't so much. And then, as I mentioned, they thought I might have ALS. And so since I thought it was going to die, I rushed to find people to finish it. And Joseph at the little interview, he says, do you want a carpenter or do you want an architect to help with the music? And I said, if I could finish them, I wouldn't need help. I need an architect. So he came in with a pretty free hand to work through developing the songs. And Gigi came in to take the proto lyrics and then really fill them out. A couple of the songs, I only had a general idea, like this one. So the lyrics are pretty much entirely the work of Gigi. And then during the actual recording of them, we kind of listen to the musicians who are involved with us, and we work through things to get everybody happy and on board to finish the songs out.
And the song, it indeed went through a beautiful treatment, and you gave a beautiful rendition of a Gordian knot. So before we start to say goodbye to each other and we play your beautiful song, what is next for you guys? What is next for the band?
Well, we've got 7 more singles coming out from the CD. Each of them is going to get their own video. The videos are as important to me as the actual creation of the music. So the people who I brought on that I trusted and let them use their own artistic bend to bring their response to the songs, not to tell what I think a story is, but their response. And we're starting to work on new material, hopefully to be back in the studio this fall or winter.
And please send us your next music and we will play it with pleasure. This is a beautiful, beautiful band and, as you could hear, beautiful story. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerebro. I had the pleasure to have today on iHeartRadio Mr. James Casper, who is one of the band members of this band called NRAKORS, NRAKORS. And they have released this great new track called A Gordian Knot. Knot is spelled K-N-O-T. And we are going to play exclusively on iHeartRadio this new song. Stay with us for more. It's a beautiful day.